Hey there, listener. Today is Free Ride Friday, so make sure you hang on to the end of the episode to see who won this week's free ride. Every Friday, we do a weekly random draw and give away a lifetime membership to over 180 video lessons, interviews with experts, workbooks, our private Facebook group community, and a whole lot more. It's our way to say thank you for showing us love on iTunes. All you got to do is leave us an iTunes rating and review, and you too can win a free ride. To learn how to do that, just go to 100mba.net/show. All the instructions are right on the bottom. All right, let's jump into today's episode. Hey-o! Welcome to the $100 MBA Show! Whether you're starting your week, wrapping it up, or easing into the weekend, we got your back every single day, 7 days a week, with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA over at 100mba.net. Make sure you check out our free guides. We got 5 full guides you can download. We have a full 7-part video course for you to check out for free. We want to see you get started and build your business. In today's episode, you will learn how to find great graphics and icons for your website, for your business, for your products, for your imagery, for your emails, whatever you need. These are some great sources for getting graphics and icons to illustrate what you offer and what you're trying to explain. What I love about graphics and icon, it's sort of gender neutral. It explains things in a clear, clean way. In a lot of ways, it can be fun too. Also, icons allow you to really focus on the copy, the content of what you're explaining. Icons just augment the message by giving it a visual cue. They're great for explaining the benefits or the features of your products or services. They're also great for making it a part of your product, whether it's a course, a software, a part of the way you explain the instructions to take care of your products, whether they're physical or not. So in today's episode, I'm going to share with you the places I go to source graphics and icons. So let's get into it, guys. Let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by SumoMe. We've been using SumoMe for the past 2 years, and we absolutely love it because it's the best tool for collecting email addresses, growing your email list, building traffic to your website. I was just looking at our stats earlier. In the last 3 months, SumoMe alone, just the app on the website, has collected over 3,000 emails for the $100 MBA. Best of all, you can get it for free and have it free forever. Just go to our special link, 100mba.net/sumome. That's 100mba.net/sumome. Right off the bat, I want to say if you want great-looking icons and a plethora of options when it comes to the icons, and you want to be able to customize them easily without using Photoshop or anything like that, when I say customize, I mean size and color, then you're going to want to invest in paying for it. There are options where you can get free icons and credit the artist who created the icon when you put it on your page. But there are really inexpensive ways to not have to do that and have a lot of options and be able to customize your icons for a really reasonable price. And remember, if you're working on a project, you don't really need to keep paying. You just need to pay for the time you're using it. Most of these icon shops have monthly plans. So once you don't need it anymore, once you've done your project and you've put your icons together on your page, you can cancel or pause your membership. So I just want to say right off the bat, if you want to make your life easier, you may want to invest a small amount of money into getting really beautiful looking icons that are easy to download, customizable, and there's no need for you to credit the actual artist. But I'm going to work backwards and start with the absolutely free option that I recommend to a lot of people. Then an option that's somewhere in between. And then lastly, an option where it's like an a la carte, where you can really just choose and pick which icons you want to pay for. All right, the first source I really recommend to people is the Noun Project. The Noun Project is one of the best icon libraries I've seen. And it's thenounproject.com. And you can search from thousands upon thousands of icons. Now, the Noun Project is pretty basic. You can't really customize the color or the size of the actual icon when you search for it. It usually just comes in black, and you have to have some basic Photoshop skills to be able to change things around. If you're not really savvy with Photoshop or you don't want to outsource it to somebody who is good at Photoshop, you can always just keep it with the basic black. You don't have to change the color. But personally, I'm a little bit finicky with that kind of stuff. I like things to match on my websites and things like that. So luckily, I do know Photoshop, and I've taken the time to really master as much as I can. And it's really actually one of those skills that has really helped me along the way. So as a side note, if you're looking to up your skills in some software, Photoshop is definitely one of them. There's so many things I was able to help my business in because I know Photoshop. It's crazy how many things you can build there. All right, more about the noun project. Now, with the noun project, you search any icon. So say, for example, you want an icon for, let's say, teaching. You just type in teaching in the search box and you get a whole bunch of icons of, you know, stick figures teaching, classroom settings, projector screens, every single thing you can imagine. You can kind of look at all the options. Once you find an icon you like, just click it. Now, you're going to have a few options. Some of these icons are what's called Creative Commons, which means it's free to use. You don't have to credit anybody, and you can download it and just use it straight up. You can customize it. There are no restrictions with these types of icons, and it says Creative Commons under that, and you can just download it straight up. Now, there are a lot of icons out there that are not a part of the Creative Commons license, so meaning they can't just use it without crediting anybody or needing to purchase it. And that's why the Noun Project offers a pro plan that's $10 a month. And you have unlimited amount of downloads. You can download as many icons as you like. They're royalty-free. You don't have to credit any creator. And they even promise faster download times. I haven't seen much of a difference, but the download time on the free is pretty good. So just keep that in mind. You could search for just Creative Commons licensed icons in Noun Project and not have to pay, but your selection is going to be a lot slimmer. Regardless, I think the Noun Project is a great option, especially for just $10 a month. But again, you cannot customize these icons with different colors or sizes. They just give you the source file, and you need to edit it yourself. But a lot of people are not really bothered by that. They just use it as is, whether it's black or white. Let's move on to something else, something a little bit better in my opinion, a little bit more customizable. It's called flaticon.com. Again, that's flaticon.com. Now, with flaticon.com, what makes it different is that you can customize it. You can customize the color of your icon. You can download specific sizes. And they have a lot of icons. I think over 105,000 icons. But you must credit the author if you're not going to pay for their membership. They also make it very simple for you to just copy a link and embed it right into your code if you are a coder. And that way, you don't have to save any images on your actual site. It's hosted by them. I think that's pretty cool. But with Flaticon, I definitely recommend you signing up for their plan, their pro plan. It's called their premium download. And again, it's $10 a month. Again, you can use it anything you like, avoid attribution. And you got thousands upon thousands of choices here. I really like the selection here as well. And I also love the fact that I can choose the icon and then I can customize the color right there on the website. I could download a PNG, SVJ, EPS, a PSD. These are different file types. And if you are a designer, if you know Photoshop or you know Adobe Illustrator, these things make sense to you. If not, then you're going to want to download a PNG, which is an image that has a transparent background. But the point here is that flaticon.com is a great option. I think it's one of those best middle-of-the-road options I've seen. And their icons are really beautiful. And they categorize them for you, like, you know, startups, business, real estate, productivity, high school, multimedia. So if you want to show, like, icons for video or social media or that thumbs up for Facebook, you get the point. So I really recommend you check out flaticon.com. All right, third option. And this is the option where you want to go a la carte, where you're looking for a really good-looking graphic or icon set. And this is a site called graphicriver.net. Now, Graphic River sells more than just icons and graphics. They sell a lot of templates, like 3D renders and illustrations, even things for print, like business card templates. Now, I wouldn't recommend you searching on Graphic River if you have zero editing skills with Photoshop or Adobe Illustrator. You're going to need to customize it. They're going to give you some files for you to open up and for you to change things around. They do have icon sets that are ready to go, that you can use them right out of the box. But most of the things on Graphic River require some technical knowledge with some graphic design. Now, mind you, if you don't have Photoshop, you can use something called GIMP, which is free to download. And you can learn how to customize things and change things around maybe in a few hours. You can watch a few videos on lynda.com or even YouTube. It's not super, super hard. But again, Graphic River is going to require you to learn something. It's going to require a little bit more time and a little bit more customization on your end. So if you don't want something that you have to customize, you want something straight out of the box, I definitely would recommend you going with something like the Noun Project or Flaticon. But all in all, Graphic River is a good option if you are at that level and you want to customize something. It's also great for print materials, newsletters, magazines, food menus, things like that. I've got more on today's topic, but before that, let me give love to today's sponsor, LawTrades. When did hiring an attorney for your business get so expensive? It seems like law firms are investing more into fancy offices and partner salaries and leaving clients with an inflated bill. Well, our friends at LawTrades decided to do something about that. Their services are more than half the price of big law firms because they use technology to cut traditional law firm overhead, leaving you with the extra cash in your pocket to spend on your business. LawTrades is a better way to get legal work done, and thousands of entrepreneurs agree. Their lawyers are better too. Their invite-only community of attorneys average 10 years of experience and have worked with companies like Google, Apple, Zynga, and more. With LawTrades, you get a flat free quote in minutes. No more mysterious hourly rates or surprise fees. Best of all, you only pay after you approve your lawyer's work. Unlike normal law firms and cookie-cutter do-yourself services, LawTrades prides itself on blazing fast and friendly customer support. Whether you're looking to incorporate your business, register a trademark or a patent, or review and prepare contracts, no project is too big or too small. Go to lawtrades.com/MBA right now, and LawTrades will give you $100 off your first legal project automatically at checkout. That's lawtrades.com/MBA and get $100 off your first project with LawTrades. To wrap up today's lesson, if you don't have a lot of graphic design skills, meaning you know your way around Photoshop or Adobe Illustrator, and you don't have time to learn it right now, then I would definitely go with flaticon.com because it allows you to customize right there. You can download it. I would definitely recommend going with their $10 a month plan. Once you're finished, you can cancel if you like. You can keep it if you like. I'm always looking for icons, you know, to help illustrate things, whether it's in our newsletter or it's on our website. The point is, if you want to get things done quickly with, you know, your lack of design knowledge, go with Flaticon. If you do have some skills in Photoshop, you know how to edit things, it's not too hard for you, I definitely would look into the Noun Project. It's a great, great option. And Graphic River if you're looking for larger project files to edit. All right, guys, thanks for listening to the $100 MBA Show. Today's lesson might be over, but the episode is not, because we got to give away a lifetime membership to the $100 MBA Training and Community, because today's Free Ride Friday. Let's see who won this week's free ride. And the winner is Jose Anbach. Jose Anbach is from Colombia, and his review says, "Heyo, welcome to the $100 MBA free ride for me." You actually won. That's amazing. Jose says, "Bad habit killer. I was caught by reading an article in theobserver.com typed by Thomas Laravin Vickas. Please forgive me, Thomas. It's a hard last name. Your welcome, Heyo, has kept me listening week after week. Congrats from Bogota, Colombia, Omar." Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that amazing review. And thank you for listening all the way from Colombia. It's amazing to know that we have audience there. We have people listening, tuning in, and hopefully helping people in Colombia build their businesses. You, my friend, have won your free ride. So your mission is to email us at support@businessrepublic.net so we can hook you up with a lifetime membership. Guys, we do this every single Friday. We give away a lifetime membership to the $100 MBA Training and Community. We do a weekly random draw with those who left us iTunes rating and reviews. You too can win a free ride. Just leave us a review and you can win. All right, guys, that wraps up today's episode. Before I go, I want to leave you with this. Whenever on the show or whenever anybody gives you options for dealing with a certain situation or helping you build something, like today's episode, you know, getting icons or graphics, always just look for the option that you feel will get you to complete the project. The option of least resistance. The goal is to get it done. Sometimes we kind of compare, contrast, we look at every single website, we try a few things and realize, oh, that's not so great, I'll go with this one. From the start, ask yourself the question, which option will get me to complete the project? Which one will make it easier? And go with that one, because that's the ultimate goal. All right, guys, I'll check you in tomorrow's episode, Q&A weekends. I'll see you then, guys. Take care.